I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Brazilian percussionist Ayrton Moreira has led a remarkable career from his music with his wife Flora Purim to Miles Davis, Weather Report, Cannonball Adderley, Return to Forever, and many others among 50 years of credits. Currently, he's bringing an all-star band to the Florence Event Center on Saturday, October 7th, with a portion of the proceeds benefiting the Saius Falls School District music education programs. Thanks for taking a few minutes with me today, Ayrton.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Well, why has percussion been the musical language that's spoken to you since you were a kid?
Percussion was the first sound that man made, which is rhythm. Percussion is a very important asset to music.
You've had this great blessing of building a musical career with family. I mean, first your wife, Flora Purim, and now your daughter, Diana Purim, Moreira Booker, and Krishna Booker as well. How does it affect your music to be able to make so much music as a family experience?
Well, with Flora, you know, we met in Brazil, and then we came to this country. You know, she's a singer, and also she's the love of my life. So we used to play together in Brazil. We came here to spend some time. 2 months was our plan. We're still here since 1967. I put a band together. The band was called Fingers, and Flora was singing it. It was a very advanced kind of music. It was not Brazilian or jazz or salsa or Cuban, but it was like a very unique kind of music. And people, they love it, especially when we played live. And so our careers, you know, started taking off. We were just playing music. Whenever we could, we would play together. And we played together a lot. Now, my daughter, Diana, she's been singing since she was 9, actually. She used to sing background, you know, with us. She's a very good singer. And she's also an arranger, you know, like a vocal arranger. So she's got her own career, too. And also Krishna, her husband. He's a percussionist. He's very good with machines, which is something that I always avoided. and I'm still avoiding it, believe me. But this band, it will be piano or keyboards, right? Bass and drums and myself and percussion. And Krishna, he'll be playing percussion and he'll be beatboxing. He can do incredible things with, the beatbox, with his mouth sound. And then Diana, we're all going to be playing together and keeping a contact on stage with each other, which is very important. You know, live music, we have to generate that energy so we can give that energy to the people and then get it back from them.
With such a broad range of material that you've played for the last 50 years, what kind of material will you be playing in that concert?
You could call Brazilian jazz, and we'll play some ballads that Diana will be singing with beautiful lyrics written by Flora, and some stuff that Flora recorded, and some of the things I recorded in my previous album. Whoever is going to come to this concert, after the concert, they're going to be feeling much, much better. That's all.
This concert is also a benefit in part for the Saius Falls School District music education programs. How important do you think music is in the schools?
Music in the schools is culture. Unfortunately, in many countries in this world, they don't think that music in schools, they don't think it's needed, which is not needed, but if you give to them, they will become more creative and appreciative of certain nuances of feelings that everybody feels when they listen to music. And when they play music, that's a whole different thing. I think it's very important. It's as important as the other things that they learn.
Of course, a lot of the great education as a musician is simply to play with people. And I imagine as a young player, being in the Miles Davis band in the Bitches Brew era must have taught you tremendous amount and probably been challenging. How do you think you grew as a player from being in the Miles Davis band?
Confidence, patience, and humbleness and courage. Because Miles was a nice guy, really. He never hassled me. But I think he liked it, you know, to be kind of nasty. Not with the band, but he was a scary kind of person, you know. You had to kind of look at him and make sure that you didn't feel like insecure or whatever, because he could catch that and then come back at you.
I would think it must have been a difficult decision to leave one of the greatest jazz bands in history. What made you decide it was time to go when you did?
What happened is that I left the band and he fired me at the same time. Because, you know, we had some issues, some personal issues, and it was not about music. And then the band was already changed because Chick was not with him anymore. And Keith Jarrett, he was putting a band together with Jacques DeJohnette and David Holland. They were already set. First one who left the band was Wayne, and because of the weather reports. And then little by little, like Chick, you know, Chick wanted to put a band together, which I was part of, the original Return to Forever. And then the weather reports, Joe Zawinul, he called me, and he wanted me to record with them. So I did their first album. Everything that starts, you know, it's got to end. And when they don't end, they get transformed.
So after 50 years of all these great bands that you've had a chance to be a part of, what do you look forward to musically from here?
I am just playing, you know. I just did an album in Brazil. That was my first album in Brazil ever. The album is beautiful, and it's going to be out over there in November.
Airto Moreira, who will perform with his full band at the Florence Event Center in Florence on Saturday, October 7th at 7 p.m. A portion of the proceeds will be donated to the Sayuslaw School District Music Education Programs. For tickets and information, eventcenter.org. For more on Airto's music, airto.com. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.